The desire to connect with an audience and persuade them to adopt your message is a desire that is ubiquitous across industries. It's not just video creators who set out to influence an audience. The incredible power of telling to win is the topic of today's episode of Video Production Daily. I'm sure it's not uncommon for you to be asked about one of your insights. I know, as I've said before, I'm a person who likes to hear myself speak, so oftentimes when I'm asked for an insight, I just dive right in. I'll give you my perspective on a situation or an idea, talk about how that idea can be grown or how it can be made better, sometimes how we miss the mark. I mean, that's what insights are, divulging what is in our head to try and bring value to the group. And I remember sitting at a large boardroom table and being asked for an insight. I was targeted. And so I started to think about it, and I thought, okay, yeah, I have a perspective on this situation. I'm going to dive right in and give my insight. And then I threw on the brakes. Hold up. And I decided instead to work in an anecdote. It was a really simple anecdote about something that had just happened to me. It was only slightly relevant to the insight that I was giving, but I knew that I could connect the two. And I felt compelled to give it. And the reason I felt compelled to give it is because I had just read Tell to Win by Peter Guber. While the project continued to progress, I gave my insight. You know, I thought it was less than extraordinary, but it was attached to an anecdote. The entire project team goes in to, of course, pitch at a higher level within the organization. And what happens in that pitch meeting? Well, the project lead looks right at me and says, Luke had an insight about this. Luke, will you share that with us? And the element that the project leader had attached themselves to was the story. So I had read this book, Tell to Win, all about using anecdotes to amplify your message. I tried it out because the opportunity presented itself. And then seeing the fruits of that a few weeks later really helped cement this idea in my head that, wow, anecdotes have their place. Usually when I'm thinking about telling a story in video production terms, I'm really thinking about plot and making sure that you have solid conflict, that you have a hero, and that hero is setting out to overcome this conflict. And then you follow them through the process in and out of conflict. You're really trying to resonate between something that is interesting and novel and something that is recognizable and familiar. And so you're really just going about this process of developing this character and talking about the conflict and how they're working to overcome that. And then perhaps because so much of the work we do is funded by other people, you're really trying to show how that hero conquers their problem by maybe using the product of your customer or incorporating an idea from a certain training. Etc. You know, you're aligning your conflict and your hero with what needs to be overcome based on whatever it is you're promoting at the time. So when I think of story, that's often what I'm thinking about. And what I'm guilty of is often overlooking the simplest form of story, which is an anecdote. And so now when I think about story and using them in video, I usually break them down into these two buckets, anecdotes and the hero's journey. And today I wanted to dedicate this episode to making sure we don't overlook the anecdote. It's something that's really simple and also really powerful. Now, I love Tell to Win. It's been a couple of years since I read it, and today I was thinking, okay, it's time to recycle that. I was just actually looking, trying to figure out which of these many platforms I purchased the book on, but it's time to read it again. Peter Guber is taking you through his career, and he had an incredible career as the chairman of Sony Pictures. At one point, he was owner of the Warriors, did a lot of incredible things. But what he talked about is these key elements in his career when he had organizations to save, when he had things to sell, people to motivate, crisis in his organization, he used story. And the stories that he used were simple. Occasionally, he would hearken back to epic stories, stories that were written about in literature. And he would bring them up and he would start telling those stories and then connect them to the context of Sony Pictures or whatever the situation was that he was in his life. And then he would see the fruit of that. And he realized that he said before, story is not the icing on the cake, story is the cake. And it is true that humans have evolved to really latch onto stories. And we latch on to anecdotes. And so if you can use them and tie an anecdote to whatever it is you're selling, you're going to have a tremendous amount of success. For example, I started off this podcast episode by telling you about the experience that I had in the boardroom. I do really clearly remember that experience, although again, it's been a few years, but it had an impact on me. And by sharing it, it's more likely to resonate within your own mind. Now, the reason I separate the hero's journey and anecdotes is because anecdotes don't often have all of that structure that we associate with storytelling when it comes to plot and conflict. Now, an anecdote can be just as simple as retelling about me, going to the refrigerator in the kitchen to get a new caffeine-free Diet Dr. Pepper, because that is my crutch of choice at the moment. So there's no real conflict in that story other than, of course, we could get into the health benefits or drawbacks of Diet Dr. Pepper, but it's just an experience, and it's me telling that experience, and the experience itself is going to bring some value. So when you're jumping into story, make sure you don't forget the anecdote. The anecdote itself can be an extremely valuable, rewarding piece of content that can have a huge impact on your strategy, and weaving them into video is as simple as telling a story through video. If you can tell it in real life, you can tell it in video. And then, of course, you can get creative with it, weaving in your B-roll, your motion graphics, your interviews, etc., etc. So when it comes time to tell to win, don't forget the power of story. It is the cake, not the icing on the cake. And don't be surprised, just this week, a whole load of content on both anecdotes and the hero's journey has just dropped over on Brightcove Play TV. Feel free to check it out there. I want to thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Video Production Daily.